This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
All right, Adel and JPC, I got my water. I'm super comfy and I'm ready to laugh.
Check.
All right, make me laugh.
Oh, okay. Hey, wait. Excuse me. What's going on?
Pretty good.
Done. Done. Time.
Oh, time. Wow.
How'd I do?
Damn, and I was actively trying not to laugh.
You're like a rodeo writer. That's what they're called.
This is a comedy podcast. I'm here to laugh.
Yeah, rodeo writer.
Adel, do you have a joke for me?
Why did the chicken get plastic surgery?
Because. That makes sense. I've told you guys my whale joke before, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Which is very similar to the talking muffin joke, right?
No, I don't think so. Well, maybe the punchline is similar, but the joke of the whale joke is that it just goes on for a long time.
And then the other whale says, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. I won't repeat it here on the podcast, but that's maybe I'll do a Patreon episode once where it's just me telling that joke for an hour. I could do it.
Have I told my elephant joke? That's my favorite joke in the world.
I'm sure you have. What's the elephant joke?
Are we just going to keep asking each other if we've already
Aaron?
Said
hey,
something?
Aaron, you started the episode by saying, make me laugh.
I said it nicely.
Make me laugh.
I said, please.
Can't wake laugh.
Please.
Evanescence, mm-hmm, make me mm-hmm, laugh. Mm-hmm. Wake me up, make me laugh. Somebody, hey, can we do a parody song? I know.
I don't think this is the right show for parody songs. No. I don't necessarily think we're going to be doing parody songs on the show.
We should do Make Me Laugh to the tune of Evanescence. So the elephant joke is a guy goes, okay, let me try and tell the quickest version of this.
I got it.
Okay.
Have you heard this, JPC?
No, I was unpacking to the tune of Evanescence, which is a band.
Yeah.
So I was like,
make me laugh.
Yeah,
whatever
but
that song
now
is
I
called.
Get it.
Wake
yeah, the, we don't know what the song is called. How could we know?
Karaoke standard. Elephant joke is this guy goes on a safari in Africa and he sees elephants and there's one mm-hmm. that the jeep he's in scares off the herd of elephants. They all run away except for one baby elephant who's left behind. The baby elephant tries to get up and falls down. There's something wrong with the baby elephant. The guy slowly gets out of the jeep, looks at the baby elephant, makes eye contact. Elephant looks at him. He looks at the elephant. Elephant looks at him. He looks at the elephant. He slowly walks up, slowly lifts up the baby elephant's leg. There's a burr, like a thorn in its in its hoof. They have hooves. Medically, we call them hooves. They're more similar
You're
to
getting
deers.
Sidetracked.
They're more similar to deers than they are horses. So he gently takes out the thorn or the thistle burr.
A burr.
He pulls it out and he gently puts down the elephant's leg and he gently backs away. He looks at the elephant. Elephant looks at him. The elephant bows its head in a little nod of gratitude and runs off with the rest of his herd. This same guy, 25 years later,
wow.
is at a circus in Kansas City, and they have an elephant act. He's sitting front row, and the whole time during the elephant act, the elephant's looking at him, he's looking at the elephant, elephant's looking at him, he's looking mm-hmm, at the elephant. Mm-hmm. The elephant gives a little nod to the guy and slowly walks up to him. He's looking at him, guy's looking at the elephant. The elephant slowly extends its trunk, slowly wraps it around the man. He's looking at the elephant, elephant's looking at him. The elephant gently lifts the man up in the air, slams him down on the ground, and stomps on him 25 times. It was a different elephant.
Yeah. Wait,
my eyes look swollen? I feel like my eyes look a little swollen today. Does anyone else notice that?
Don't fall for this. You never tell a woman.
Aaron, your eyes look so swollen today.
Thank you. Have
you been crying?
Why, yes.
What do your eyes lift? What kind of trauma do your eyes lift, bro? Your eyes looking swole as fuck.
Aaron, true or false? Uh-huh. Women love it when you tell them they look tired.
I don't know what women want.
Mel Gibson?
Here's the thing. I think genuinely, generally and genuinely,
pony.
Someone asks you a question like, "Do I blank blank?" You should answer honestly because they want to know. But what you should never do is unprompted be like, "Hey, I got some feedback about the way you look."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Also,
I say in general,
feel like...
leave people alone. I say that's my big advice. Mm-hmm.
Aaron, that's the greatest thing anybody's ever said on this podcast. That's the best advice I've ever heard anyone give on any podcast ever.
Yeah. Thank you.
And don't touch elephants at the circus either, guys.
Don't.
Come on.
On safari or at the circus. Don't touch
elephants. They're working. They're at work. That's their job. That's how we conceptualize it.
I just saw, and this might be a fun little talking point, because we don't do riddles anymore. We just have talking points.
It sucks to say this, but I do have at least one riddle planned. But that's for later. That's for like way later. Like next year.
I think Aaron and I are going to sit that one out. So.
Sure.
But I just saw that in Germany, I believe, maybe it's like the Munich circus or something, that they, thank God, did away with the elephant axe because the elephant shouldn't be jumping on little balls.
Yeah, those axes are too sharp for the elephant.
But they started doing hologram elephants. And I thought that was a great compromise.
Oh, yeah.
And I almost think it's more magical for kids to be like, here's a giant, here's like a 400-foot elephant a la Tupac.
Yeah,
elephant hologram who's just dancing across the stage, and that's kind of more magical than seeing a sad elephant crying.
The bummer is that these poachers have now moved to like GPUs and graphics cards, and so the poaching is still wildly out of control because they take those holograms. I mean, they have to run some pretty sick processors, and those go for a lot of money on the black market.
Oof. I also heard, actually, now that you mentioned that, I did read later. Further down the article in the sad section, you know how all articles slowly get sadder more information you learn. I guess a lot of the holograms are put in these cages.
I was going to say, how badly are they abusing these holograms?
They're only fed once every 5 years, so the holograms aren't doing great,
it's
better.
A squirt of compressed air, please. I haven't had compressed air in over a decade.
I can't shimmer amongst these particles. Please sneeze. Please just sneeze in the air.
It's funny to imagine what the world would be like if we were all holograms and we had to eat compressed air, huh? That's fun. We having a good time? Aaron, you laughing?
Yeah. GPC,
Aaron, my
you
only
should
concern.
Check your email.
Oh, please.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say my only concern is that this leads to hologram clowns, which is, since the age of 4, is my biggest fear in the world.
Hologram
and also
clowns.
A horror movie I wrote that I hope, if anyone out there wants to read my script, Hologram Clowns could be yours.
I need $40 to make it.
All right, this is a real bummer. I hate to bring this up on the show, but I did just get an email. The subject is Real Doctor's Note is from Aaron Keefe. It says, to whom it may concern, Aaron Keefe should not do riddles today for medical reasons. Love, Aaron's doctor. Now, I know I just broke HIPAA about 9 times reading that on the air. That sucks. Aaron, now you don't have to disclose what the medical reasons are, but if you want to, I mean, we'll all honor it, of course.
Oh my God, I don't know. You should ask him. Write back and ask him.
Wow, you're assuming it's a him, huh?
It is a him. He just happens to be a him. I'm sorry.
Your doctor just happens to be a man? Bullshit. I thought you didn't want to do riddles today. I thought you were too sick to do riddles today.
I am.
Okay, you know what? Aaron, your thing says Aaron should not do riddles today for medical reasons. I think that is fine because what I have today is actually not riddles. What I have today is American Girl Minute Mysteries.
Aaron,
don't
Aaron,
read the latest email from him. Don't.
Oh God. Okay. This email says her butt is sick. But
no,
now
it
that I
doesn't.
Know it's a male doctor.
JPC, can you check your email again?
Wait, Aaron, why does it say her butt is sick? Okay, I got another email here. It says, hey, did you notice after my long elephant joke, Aaron talked about her puffy eyes? That is from Anonymous. I requested to remain anonymous. Another email here, separate thread, by the way, just says, is she made at? And then it says, me, can you ask her? Is she made at me? What the fuck could that mean? Is she made at me?
That's how a kid would write, is she mad at me?
Well.
GPC got another one from my doctor. It's good.
Yeah, this is another one from the doctor as well. This doctor is using your email address, Aaron. This doctor, all caps, says, never mind, she's fully healthy. Okay, so now it makes me think that the doctor's like, her butt is sick. She's fully healthy, but she got a sick butt.
Yes.
Which, hey, good doctor if you can get it, right?
Yeah. Where did you find this book?
Oh, Aaron. Why? I've never done work for this podcast a day in my life. A fan at one point must have mailed this book to us, or sent it, or gave it to us at a live show. Here's a little peek behind JPC's curtain. Ah, I'm naked back here. No way. I try when people give me things with like a letter attached to it to keep the letter in the thing, but I have some of these American Girl mystery books, and I truly have no idea who gave them to me or how I got them. But who, if you are the brave soul who put these into my trusting hands, probably over a year ago, thank you very much. It is well worth the wait. Okay, this one says open. This email says open, and there's a link to hologram clowns Bing images, and I have a policy on the podcast, which is
open it.
I do not click links.
Huh, interesting. Why don't you open that?
I will not click a link.
Why don't you open it?
If you email me a link to hrrpodcast@gmail.com, guess what? I'll say, whoa, great, thank you so much. Never open that link. Never in a million years clicking that link.
Thank you to whoever sent this book in. Go ahead.
No, please, thank you. I was going to say, if we're working on parody songs this year, which it sounds like we are, definitely.
I don't know if we all agreed to that.
I think we should also do a version of Mitski's, what is it, All American Girl or American Girl, and do American Girl Doll.
Okay, yeah, I think that you could also do, isn't it a Tom Petty song?
Is that yes.
You are an American Girl Doll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got several options.
Jesus.
Eric, can you tell us about some of the American girls and what they love so that we can sing a song about them?
Yes, of course. I'll begin with Felicity. She's from the Revolutionary War. She likes horses. Who's next?
She loves horses.
She loves horses. And America,
and General
too.
Washington.
Well, she's free falling. That's again.
Her name's Molly, and her dad's in the war, and she's free.
This is just separate. Okay, start the mysteries.
We have to do riddles. I actually can't even take another second of this not doing riddles. I gotta do it.
My favorite part of American Girl is in between most of the lyrics. Tom Petty goes.
It's like
it's like he's taking a little toke.
No, he's hitting a milkshake. He's hitting a super thick milkshake while he's thinking that
Tom Petty loves milkshakes. Interesting fact.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, hell, if you got the money. The only reason I'm not drinking a milkshake every day is because I'm poor.
$3.50 a blast? Who can afford it?
Hey, man, if you were rich, you'd be having milkshakes like Tom Petty. Okay, here we go. This one is called What's in a Name? I have to give you a warning. These are minute mysteries, but maybe longer than that for some of these. Oh, I tried to pull some shorter ones. Kit poked her head out of the train window and waved goodbye to Ruthie, Sterling, and her parents. Aaron, I got to stop you. A little gasp there. Do we know Kit, Ruthie, Sterling, and her parents?
We do. We do indeed. I had Kit. She was my last one. I was much too old at that point to be asking for dolls for Christmas.
Sure.
I played with American Girl dolls well into my last year of middle school.
I'm looking at a little picture of Kit, Aaron, and just to confirm with your memory, can you describe what Kit looks like physically?
Yes, Kit has blonde, short hair with freckles. Her hair was the lowest maintenance of all the American Girl doll hair because it was short.
Yep. That's correct.
She has a sort of lavender cardigan set, and then she has like a greenish purple tan little skirt.
Not a color. Not a combination of colors.
She has, she might come with a little hat, and then she's got her like little shoes
on. She has a little beret. She has a little beret. No hat,
Beret.
And I can only see the top of her torso, so I assume legs, mechanical spider. Now, Adel, turnabout is fair play. Yes. Turnabout is fair play. Can you describe physically what Kit Harington looks like?
I'm going to physically describe Kit from my childhood, which is 3'5" bare, backwards hat, soft green shirt, no pants. Rides on a croissant-shaped silver glider, a la Silver Surfer, is the nephew of Baloo the Bear, and only answers to the song, O-E-O, 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 O-E-A, O-E-A, tail spin. That's my Kit.
Kit Harington has long, black, curly hair.
He's in Game of Thrones.
The Kit from my childhood, of course. Four wheels, back seat, front seat, Hasselhoff in the driver's seat. I believe, was Kit the car from Knight Rider? Am I?
No, you're right.
Okay, good, because I don't remember what kind of car that is, and I've never seen the show.
It was a talking car.
It wasn't talking cars, like the Mr. Ed of cars. Okay, here we go.
They just put peanut butter in the engine and that made it talk.
They had a peanut butter guy on set just throwing peanut butter in the grill of the car.
And then somebody comes up and they go, "You've ruined this car." And they're like,
"I gotta see a scene.
How else do we make the car
shine?" I gotta see a scene. Adel, you are the animal wrangler on a set of, like, let's call it like a Dr. Dolittle movie, yeah. Right? You're the animal wrangler, and Aaron, you are the director of the Dr. Dolittle movie, and you're trying to, like, wrangle the animal wrangler.
Hey, man, you're Jeff, right?
Oh, yes, I'm Jeff. Very nice to meet you. I am straight out of South Dakota. From the Badlands, and I have a few suggestions if you have time, or did you have notes
for
me?
No, sorry, Jeff. Don't have a ton of time here.
Okay.
We really appreciate the work you're doing on this, and the animals love you.
Is this about me giving the mice LSD? How else can you make a mouse dance?
You're giving the what?
The mice LSD.
Didn't know about that. We'll add that to the list.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, you only need to make the animals talk. You keep shoving peanut butter in our actors and actresses' mouths, and also basically anything on set. I reached into my own coat pockets and they were covered in peanut butter. Really only need to use them with the animals.
Agree to disagree. I think peanut butter is the actor's friend. It's the thespian's balm, if you will. A lot of the actors I've noticed, and I'm just an animal wrangler, what do I know? I also drive a Jeep Wrangler. Go figure. Chris Kattan is not enunciating on set. So what I did is I put peanut butter in his top and bottom lip, and now, wouldn't you know it, he is enunciating beyond belief. So if
Chris,
he needs to do any additional...
Chris, can you come over here? I'm trying to talk to our animal handler about the peanut butter situation.
See?
I love to get peanut butter.
Aaron Burr.
All right, where were we? Then as the train started to move, she sat down beside Aunt Millie. At last, they were off on their journey to visit Charlie, her brother, in Montana. Kit knew she would miss everyone at home, but she was excited to think of all the interesting new people she would meet on her trip. "You're as jumpy as a jackrabbit." Aunt Millie is J.P. Reynolds, by the way.
Aunt Millie, Quantumania.
Aunt Millie... Fuck you. Aunt Millie told her,
"You go on now and explore the train while I take a little catnip."
Catnip?
It's catnap, but it's J.P. Riddle, so we said catnip. Happily, Kit jumped up and headed for the observation car and had huge windows on both sides with seats facing the aisle. Kit was pleased to see three girls about her age crowded on one of the seats, staring out the window opposite. It would be fun to have new friends on the train trip. Were they sisters? Kit wondered. They didn't look much alike. Kit sat down across from the three girls and gave them a friendly smile. "Hi, I'm Kit," she said. "What's your name?" A girl with curly brown hair smiled back. "I'm Joni, and this is Frankie," she said, gesturing to the redhead beside her. Aaron, are these American Girl dolls, these other ones?
No, not that I
Joni
know
and Frankie.
Of.
Okay.
These are actually 70s music icons. Joni Mitchell, Frankie Avalon, Frankie Mercury.
Frankie Mercury! "Are you sisters?" Kit asked. She had always thought it would be so nice to have a sister, only child, new information about Kit. "No, just pals," said Joni. "We all met on the train." "I'm Georgia," the third girl, who had short blonde hair like Kit's. "Pleased to meet you, Kit. What's your last name?" "Kittredge." Oh, shit, I should have asked. Aaron, do you know Kit's last name?
Kittredge. She
Kit
wants
replied.
To be a journalist.
"It's easy to remember if you think of my first name, because the two names sort of match. Kit Kitteridge," she smiled again. "What are your last names?" Georgia, Joni, and Frankie looked at each other and started laughing. "I don't get it. What's the joke?" Kit asked. I'm intuiting some tone. You'll get it when you hear our last name," said Frankie, still giggling. "Let me tell her," Joni sputtered, trying to keep a straight face. "Our last names are Frank, Jones, and St. George. But none of our first names and last names match the way yours do," Frankie chimed in. Kit paused and thought this over. "So your name isn't Frankie Frank?" said Frankie again. The girls burst out into gales of laughter.
Seagulls.
Yeah, sure. It's, whatever. Hey, man, fuck you. We can all be Ant-Man Quantumania over here. with Kit joining them this time.
No, my parents didn't name me that, thank goodness. My name is Frankie Jones. Can you figure out what Joni and my last names are? Georgia asked Kit. Kit thought for a minute, then nodded.
So that's the minute mystery. Casey, so hold on. On time.
Kit,
that's about
can
a minute.
You give me all their first names again and then the three last names?
And just
yeah,
real quick,
I can read the whole thing again.
No, don't read the whole thing.
Just real quick, it's Frankie Jones, Georgia Joni. Wait, Frankie Jones.
Okay,
Georgia,
I don't get
Georgia
it.
Franks and Joni St. George. That's all the only possible outcome, right?
Frankie Jones.
Yeah.
Georgia Frank.
Yeah.
And Joni St. George. Wow, Adel, you had your listening cap firmly on today.
I don't That's have amazing. A listening cap.
Aaron, can your doctor prescribe you one?
What, did you say something?
Did I not? Aaron, I bought you a listening cap for, I think it was like a Christmas, like three Christmases ago.
Huh? Is someone talking to me? Huh?
Oh, no.
What?
You go get your big floppy beach listening hat on.
I love that hat.
We got to get you one of those old-timey gramophone ears, whatever those are, that people held up.
All right. I got to see another scene.
Horns.
Fuck you, Adel. I got to see another scene. Aaron, you are going to be the operator for Gramophone, and we are going to be playing callers who are calling in to Gramophone trying to get some grandma-specific information.
Hello, you've reached Gramophone.
Eh? Hello?
If you know the party that you want to call, please press hello.
Hello? I need to know when William's birthday is.
Marie?
Marie, too?
God bless you.
Gesundheit.
Good night.
And good
luck. Okay, I love you, Marie.
Love you.
Hello, welcome. Hold on. I have it written down here what I'm supposed to say. Where are my glasses? Oh, my God, they're on top of my head. My head would fall off if it wasn't screwed on or something. Welcome to the Grandma Hotline. How can I help you?
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm just making cookies, oatmeal raisin, and I do not know what temperature to preheat the oven for.
Where are my glasses? You're making cookies?
Yeah, oatmeal raisin. I know it's 12 minutes, but I just don't remember what I'm supposed to preheat to.
Mason, is that you? Are you my grandson?
No, sorry, I just sound like a grandson.
He never calls.
Oh, okay, yeah, this is grandma phone, right?
Yeah,
this is the phone?
Preheat your oven to 6,000 degrees, that'll cook them.
No, hold on now. I don't think that's right. If I had a grandma, I would call my grandma, but sadly both of my grandparents have passed away.
Oh, how? How'd they die?
Titanic.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they both were deep sea explorers, and they got the bends really bad trying to find the Titanic.
Love you.
No, wait.
Welcome to Where Are My Glasses Hotline. Do you know where my glasses are?
No, but this is the gas company, and we need some information for you to keep your gas line running.
Marie, is that you?
Mother's maiden last name.
Oh, God, I gotta have that. Hold on. Do you need my credit card or Social Security?
Both, please.
See?
That was ageist.
Both, please. Well, I guess it is, but also, those are the people that are victims of those scams.
Yeah, we didn't say what age they were. They could have been 104. And Aaron.
Yeah.
The reason my character didn't ask you for the make and model of your first car is that it was clearly a Ford Model T.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you're really on it today.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to get a riddle right when you're really on one today?
I don't know what the make and model of my first car was. I know it didn't have a bottom. It was just no floor. And there was a big stone cylinder in the front.
Oh, that's a Flintstone mobile.
Was that what it was? Yes, it was a Flintstone mobile.
And mine was a Honda Kate Moss. Make and model. Do you get it?
Pretty good.
Oh, make and
model. I'm on one today.
Hey, guys. We're on one today. Are we? Are you feeling that? We're kind of on one today. We're incorrigible.
You guys ready to get off one?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Here's one. There was another minute mystery that I skipped because it was very long. So here's a shorter one. This is a much shorter minute mystery. This one's called Riddle Me This. Huh? Not a bad name.
Pretty good. And JPC, just real quick, I don't know if the cover says this. That first riddle was maybe the easiest riddle of all time. Are these for like 6 to 10-year-olds?
This is an American Girl Minute Mysteries book, Brainiac. What the fuck do you think? Who do you think this book is for?
Hold on.
I'm actually reading the back. This is for 26-year-olds just trying to do their best. If that's you out there, don't worry. You can read this book as well. Here's Riddle Me This. Riddle Me This, Addie, said Sam. Mm. Where's the only place it makes sense to put a cart before a horse?
I know, Addie.
I love trying to guess her brother's riddles.
I know the answer. Ding, Buzz.
Okay, Buzz, yeah, go ahead.
Aaron, did you say you know?
Well, yeah, I also know Addie, but I think I also know the answer.
Do you want to say it on three?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three.
Dictionary.
Here's my thing. This riddle so far seems to be about Addie and Sam, but Sam seems to be an American boy. Now, are the brothers of the American girls part of the story at all?
I don't remember any of them. And Addie was my favorite. Sorry to put it. But Addie was my favorite. I begged for her for so long. When I saw the size of the box, I knew it was her, and I burst into tears. She has little gold hoop earrings. Her hair is in this like little twist back bun, and she's got a pink dress with white stripes, and then like I think little black boots.
Addie. Now, and also I looked it up. Sam is an integral part of American Girl. It's like a side universe. He's Cobra Commander from the G.I. Joe universe.
Huh.
And so he's also like helping his little sister.
Hold on. Dad, stop. Uh-huh. You said American Girl Doll side universe. Are you saying the American Girl Doll has a multiverse? Is there an American?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a dollarverse?
Multiverse of sadness.
If you're not doing a multiverse nowadays, you're losing money. You're leaving money on the table. Okay.
I do want to see a scene. Mm-hmm. Also, Aaron, P.S. If Addie's your favorite, feel free to call me Addie. I've had that nickname before in my life.
Oh,
for people who couldn't say my full real name. So I do want to see a scene. JPC.
And you're an American adult.
That worked out pretty well.
Addie, the American adult.
We are on one today.
Guys, we are on one today.
We are on one today.
I do want to see a scene. JPC, you are an American Girl doll from Earth 1, I guess I want to say.
Okay.
In the multiverse. Aaron, you are an American Girl doll from Earth 42. So this is a different universe, a different world, a multiverse, if you will, for the American doll. And you two are meeting for the first time because, Aaron, there's a big issue in your universe you need help with.
Well, I'm about pooped from churning this much butter. This must be the very most butter I've ever churned in my life.
They're all dead.
Hey! Wow, look at you. You look a little bit like me.
You shut up and you listen to me. No amount of doll hospitals can fix the carnage that's coming here.
Excuse me, but we don't use that kind of language around here. I haven't properly introduced myself. My name is Harmonica.
Heads removed from their bodies. Limbs hanging from trees. Please, you're the only person that can save us.
Now, I know it's impolite to ask, but you seem to have some sort of cyborg eye, stranger.
Well, yeah. You replaced it with an eye from a different kind of doll from a different kind of universe. Look at me, slaps. The harmonica's dead in our universe. She was my best friend. She was the only one who could save us, and now we need you.
Wait, you're not... You just look like me, but you're not... Oh, my God. I'm looking at it now. You used parts of her, didn't you?
I didn't want to.
Another portal opens up and another doll steps through. Uh-huh. Iron Mask pulls back to reveal Iron Doll. What are we doing here? Drinks an old fashioned in one gulp. Hey, I'm Iron Doll. I'm a multi-billionaire from Earth 4.
Well, I was just churning butter doing my chores.
Interesting. And how about you, Weird Eyes?
My name was Kirsten, but now I have body parts from all the dolls. Your arrogance think you can come here and steal Harmonica before I get to her? Over my dead doll body!
Shoots actual laser instead of saying pew.
Well,
this is really fun. I feel like I'm making my coworkers play dolls with me like I was a kid again.
Yep, that is what's happening. And we haven't gotten to the real riddle here yet. So just So Addie loved trying to guess her brother's riddles. It was a game they played often. I know it's not a stable. How about an unstable? Addie asked. Very clever, but not right. Sam laughed. That's pretty clever, he said. But the place where the cart goes before the horse is the dictionary. So you guys were one step ahead of Sam.
Woo.
That's a good one, Sam, Addie said. Addie held her brother's hand, doing her best to keep up with his long stride. It was and Sam, by the way, all legs. Motherfuck, tall drink of water, Sam.
Gagagagoy, getaway sticks.
It was a dreary Sunday with clouds low in the sky, but Addie was happy. Sam was walking her to her friend Sarah's. I've got another one for you, Sam said, as they turned on 7th Street. How is a piano like a door? Addie answered. She was quiet for a few minutes as she thought about the riddle. Sam whistled softly as he had stumped Addie for good, but then she smiled. I think I know the answer, but first, you riddle me this. What has teeth but doesn't bite?
Come.
Can you? Okay, man. You didn't let me finish. Come on, guys. Can't you solve Sam and Addie's riddles? This is for 26-year-olds.
Keys, combs.
Doing their best. Hold on. Doing their best. Thinking of piano keys and the cart before the horse, if we are doing parody songs, which we definitely are.
We have to.
I feel like there should be an Elton John song that's like, and it seems to me that you lived your life like a cart before the horse. Mm-hmm. Is that fun?
I like that.
Diana died, Adel.
What?
All right, you know what?
This is how I found out. Aaron, I was on one today, and now, what?
Guys, look, I got to be honest with you. The American Girl Minute Mysteries book may be a little too advanced for this because we're all older than 26. We gave it a shot. We're going to put it away for now. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to reset, and we're going to be back with probably more of these.
Yay! I did it.
I did it. All right. Look, I did on the break skim through the rest of that American Doll riddle book, and the riddles were very easy and the passages were very long. So I decided maybe we pivot. Maybe we come back to that segment. We already have a great theme song. It's Tom Petty's Free Fallen, but with words to American Girl.
Exactly.
Dolls.
Yes. Thank you.
Instead, so we got a dynamite really theme song for that. So why don't we move on to some actual fucking real in-your-face riddles. These are going to be riddles from listeners of the show that submitted these riddles, I want to say in 2018. So that's fully almost 5 years ago. Very insane that we're going to read them now, but that is exactly what we're going to do. The first one comes from Paul. Paul says, there is one word in the English language that you can add one, two, or three S's to, and none of the resulting words are plural. What is that word?
Ass.
Ass. Sassafras.
You guys are so close.
Saffron. I mean,
look at all that ass.
Well, so it's a word that you can add one S, two S's, and then three S's to, and it doesn't. And
ass.
It doesn't.
Mississippi.
A-S.
A-S-S.
Aaron. A-S-S.
S-A-S-S.
Yeah, so the word is A.
Oh.
Because the A is a word.
As,
we always forget.
As.
Is A the only word that's also a letter?
I.
Whoa.
That was too easy, and now I'm bored. Now I'm going to act out because I'm not being challenged
Aaron,
on the show.
Paul does say that might be too easy dumb, but it was the first riddle I came up with. So Paul says, really enjoying the podcast. Keep up the great riddies and puzzies. Paul, thank you so much for writing the email. And then, let's see, 2018, congratulations on your marriage. Your divorce, and raising your daughter by yourself.
Oh, God.
I'm just trying to fill in the details of people's lives. Yeah, we have to assume.
He does not listen to the show anymore.
No.
And get your tickets now for the Charlie's Angels reboot, I think? 2018?
What's going on?
2018?
What the hell happened that year?
Is that the Charlie's Angels reboot?
I hope you're enjoying Incredibles 2. I don't know.
These messages go back to 2018 for Paul. Here's another one. This one's also coming from 2018. This one's from Jacob. Jacob says, long time fan of riddles and puzzies, first time riddle submitter. It's semi-spooky, so I guess it's fitting for the month of October. Well, good job, dumbass. You submitted it in October, but we're reading it in fucking March, probably.
A semi-spooky kind of life.
All right, but it is spooky.
I'm ready.
Here we go. No matter what you try to do, I'll always be right next to you. I am the largest of my kind, so shouldn't be too hard to find. I crave but also fear the sun. Some might disfigure me for fun. I guard those that should stay inside. When you see me, you may think, hide. What am I?
Is it the weird guy down the street?
I'd like to see a scene.
Now, this sucks because I live down the street from battle. Hate to hear about it this way. Hate to find out.
And I disfigure you for fun.
Aaron?
Adel, you're just going for a walk around the neighborhood. JBC, you're the weird guy down the street. And Adel, you're just trying to walk by him without having to stop and talk to him.
Of course. It's a beautiful day in a neighborhood, a lovely day for a neighbor.
I think I found your dog.
Oh.
I think I found your dog.
How did you lift up that manhole cover so fast from below?
I got a pulley system.
I can't think too hard about that, or else I'll...
Hey, pulley my finger.
No, I don't.
It doesn't matter. It's too late.
You said you think you found my dog. I don't.
I think I found your dog.
I don't have a dog.
You don't have a dog?
No. Have a good day.
No. I definitely found something of yours. Let me look in my bag.
Let go of my leg.
Let me look in my bag. Not a dog, you say?
I don't. I'm not a dog, no.
Did you lose a handcuff key? Pink and fuzzy handcuff key?
Oh, no. That sounds like maybe a sex toy.
Unopened Coca-Cola? What are the ones with the names on it?
I'll open it for you. Here you go.
Okay.
I recognize your nails don't permit you to open. Well, have a good day.
Well, hold on. I found something of yours. Don't you want it back?
I don't think, unless you were in my house.
Can I pet your puppy?
I don't.
If I find it.
Sure, man. Okay,
Did you lose a shrimp? Lose a shrimp?
That's not a shrimp, and no.
This isn't a shrimp?
That's a caterpillar. All right.
This is a caterpillar?
Yes.
Well, I found it in the ocean.
Don't bite its head off.
I found it in the ocean. Tastes like Long John Slivers.
Oh, I have to go.
Did you stop me? What were we talking about?
We were
going to a party together. You and I, we were walking to a party together.
You seem to have an old-timey magnet on the top of your head like a hairband.
Don't take it off. Don't take it off.
Okay.
Something will fall off.
I can imagine.
Have you ever seen those pens where you turn them upside down and all the clothes fall off?
Yeah.
Naked pens, nudie pens. Did you lose one? I don't have one.
No, I've only seen those.
The magnets like that for me.
Yeah, those are sold in Spencer's. Have you ever been to a Spencer's? All right.
I'm not a Spencer. How dare you? How dare you? Now you have to buy me dinner.
I didn't.
Now you have to buy me dinner.
When was that on the table? You're saying that like that was the previous conversation
point. Fine, I'll cook. At your house. I cook at your house.
We see them fall in love. We see just a cutscene of them having their first date. They're going for a walk holding hands. We see them at the altar. They're so in love. And then we see them 20 years later. And then we zoom out, and it's all in this man from the sewer's mind. Hey, buddy.
That was wonderful.
What was?
If we weren't married, how would I know your middle name?
Did Craig Mazin write that? That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was very Scary Movie 4.
Yeah, that's my wheelhouse. That is my wheelhouse.
That was
okay, but
incredible.
No, that's not the answer. That's not the answer to today's riddle.
What was the riddle? I'm so sorry. I have
Long John
no memory.
Slivers?
No matter what you try to do, I'll always be right next to you. I am the largest of my kind, so shouldn't be too hard to find. I crave but also fear the sun. Some might disfigure me for fun. I guard those that should stay inside. When you see me, you may think, hide. What am I?
It's like a snow fort.
I actually love this riddle. I think Jacob did a great job with this riddle. It seems original, too. Maybe it's not. Who knows? It's not a snow fort.
Is it snow?
No, it's not snow.
I said snow fort.
A knife.
Aaron, so largest of my kind makes me think blue whale. Now, a blue whale does protect you from the sun if you're inside of a blue whale.
Yeah, largest of my mind is a fun clue, too.
A cloud.
Ooh, it is not a cloud.
A storm
cloud. Largest of my kind.
No.
Is it a...
I crave but also fear the sun. That's
snow.
That's a good
a tree?
One,
too. So it is snow.
No, it's not. It's not. Ooh, it's
water.
Not snow, and it's not a tree.
So here's who fears the sun. Snow... Oedipus's dad.
Irish people.
End of list.
Is it Oedipus? Yeah, no. Oh, the sun. I was thinking Icarus.
Oh, no.
But also would hear the sun.
S-O-N. Because
the wax wings. Yeah, but
Oedipus kills his dad, right?
Sure. We're on the same page.
Can you do me like such a big favor? Can you give me a hint?
I'm not going to fuck off, Aaron.
Can
you fuck off? Because we were really on one.
I do have some hints. If you'd like to hear some hints.
Yes, one
And these
one
hints
hint.
Are also submitted by Jacob. Jacob says, the third line refers to the fact that blank is the largest of a particular group of things. So I am the largest of my kind, largest of a particular group of things. So not like the largest in the world, but like the large, if you were, you know, it's like the, like how M&M's peanuts is the largest M&M.
My peanuts.
Fact check me.
M&M's are way too woke.
Yeah.
I won't eat them anymore. Yikes.
The sixth line is usually done by a trained professional, but not always. And that is the, some might disfigure me for fun.
Professionals. Ice sculpture.
It's not like a.
Chainsaw ice sculpture.
Yeah, like a bush or like a, it's not like a natural thing that grows in the world.
No, it's a natural thing. And it does technically, I would say, grow in the world. Yes. When you, the eighth line is a play on words. When you see me, you may think hide.
It's a cow or a horse.
So, okay, you're now like kind of on the right track with this.
Okay, what's the largest horse in the world?
No.
A cow.
Scale back.
An elephant. Well, no, an elephant's the largest deer in the world.
Largest horse in the world is a cow. I love it. But you're right with what the play on words is there.
Mm,
when you see
kangaroo.
So I'm going to tan your hide. So hide makes me think leather.
Yes.
But that's cow.
Sure.
Not necessarily cow.
Livestock.
Farm.
You're really close. I think you're kind of close with like leather or hide in that way.
Leather hide. So what does someone disfigure? I mean,
cotton.
They make leather garments.
They touch the feel the fabric of our lives. Cotton.
So
pork. The other way.
I crave, but also fear the sun, and I am the largest of my kind.
Yes.
It's like a fabric.
No, it's not really a fabric. That's
hey,
not a
JBC,
fabric.
Can you do me the biggest favor?
Can you give this to us?
Can you fuck off?
I think it's really good.
Okay, so JBC, this might help. This might help my brain right now. Is it one particular type of animal, or is it like a family of animal?
Nope, not a type of animal, not a family of animal.
Oh,
it's not a type of animal. It's not a family of animal. I love that question.
A pool
I love
cover.
That question.
But we're close with hide.
Yes, hide is like very, very close.
Wow, Aaron, you have a leather pool cover at home. Must be nice.
Yeah, rich, it doesn't work.
All right, can I also say that it doesn't work.
Well, the pool cover's ruined again.
Yeah, I have a leather pool cover.
Get
if it gets wet. hide is the same number of letters as the answer to this as well. So you are looking for a four-letter word.
Oh, cows.
No, it's not a group of animals.
Snow.
I can't do this. I need a better hint. I need a way better
hint.
Okay.
Let's see. The I am the largest of my kind is kind of this thing that like you would say to people for this thing in particular of like, what's the biggest blank? And people would be like, is it this? And be like, no, it's actually this. It's like
skin.
Aaron, it's skin.
Oh, the biggest organ. Wow.
Yes.
And actually the biggest organ is in a church in Prague, but we'll give it to Aaron.
That church in Prague has nothing on my fucking skin.
Aaron's pigtails went upwards like a
Pippi Longstocking.
Like a Pippi Longstocking.
That's what happens when I get a riddle right. It goes whoop.
You look like an upside down M, which is, I guess, a W.
I would like to see a scene.
Jacob did say, give my love to Riddy Kitty, to which I have to say, Jacob, unfortunately, Riddy Kitty died, I think, somewhere in 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, we can't. We will put flowers on Riddy Kitty's grave, though.
I'd like to see a scene. You are two friends at the beach, and Adel, you don't believe in sunscreen, and JPC, you're confused as to why.
Okay.
Ah, happy graduation again, buddy.
Yeah, thanks so much, man.
You know, I was really upset by that song that kept playing. What was that, Vitamin C or something, or Baz Luhrmann? What was that song? Kept saying, always wear your sunscreen.
Oh.
It really annoyed me. It felt like there's an agenda.
I think what was happening was that song was playing and I was telling you, don't forget to put sunscreen on because graduation was outside. And I was, I'm sorry. Was that annoying to you?
Can you move that umbrella? I don't want it.
Oh.
I'm trying to get direct rays.
Yeah, man. Really? Because that's like really bad for you, right? Like, because you have very, like, fair complexion.
Oh, thank you so much.
Snow White over here. I'm Snow White.
Well, you're gonna be Snow like crispy red, like bacon. Like you're cooking in the sun. Have you not put sunscreen on?
Nope, not in 19 years. Let me just get some water on my body here, all over these weird lumps.
Hey, yeah, Drake. Like, did no one ever tell you that you had to put sunscreen on? Like, you're outside in the sun. Like, you should put sunscreen on for sure.
My name is Drake Wellington. My parents invented beef Wellington. So I think I'm rich enough to avoid any sort of skin issue, if that makes sense. I think my parents have the money for it, maybe. Let me just check my Fifth Third bank account. Yep, $28,000. So okay. I think I'm going to be fine.
Yeah, we know that your parents keep you loaded constantly with $28K for walking around money.
If it ever dips below that, it doubles.
Look around.
Huh?
Do you see how no one else from our class is here and it's just me? And we've gone through 4 years of school, high school, and it's just been the two of us, and we've never had other friends.
Huh. I guess now that you're saying it, this is all hitting pretty hard.
Yeah, that's because you're weird, and even though you're rich, no one wants to hang out with you.
So, should I pay you more?
No, it's not about paying me, Drake. It's about paying yourself with kindness. Doing a kindness to yourself so that other people will be attracted to you.
Okay, I just Venmo'd myself $1,500.
Drake, it's not impressive. Look.
Venmo says can't perform action. Ugh.
Drake, I'll be honest with you. I think that this is our last day together.
What?
Yeah, I'm going
to... Mitch, we started from the bottom, now we're here. Wait, we started
from the bottom, if it isn't Drake Wellington and Mitch Sunscreen from the Big Sunscreen family. Toodaloo, boys. Have a good summer.
Bye, Priscilla Puffy Eyes.
Whoa, she's been crying. Hubba, hubba. I'm weird. This is my thing. This is why I have no friends.
It's funny because you were working for Big Sunscreen the whole time.
Mm-hmm. That and was my the last big name reveal. Was Sunscreen. It was just a generic last name. I wasn't Mitch Coppertoad or...
No.
I wasn't Mitch Banana Boat.
No, I'm good. Go back in time. I want to make a Mitch Banana Boat.
Who was that little dog that kept pulling down shorts? Was that Coppertone?
That
George
was the Coppertone
W. Bush.
That little
That's
dog.
What that man threw a shoe at him.
Kept pulling down shorts. Mission accomplished.
I love when that man threw a shoe at him.
W. Bush.
I love when powerful men look so stupid. Mm-hmm. It makes me so horny. It's so good. It's so good. When the Pope hit that lady and he looked like an idiot, love it. Someone throwing a shoe at George Bush, love it. George Bush Sr. throwing up on like an important trip and then he was so embarrassed. Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm.
Also, just even not seeing it, but hearing about George W. Bush almost choking to death on a pretzel. Outstanding. that this man has a security team of 25 people. He's in Air Force Two or whatever, the diamond made helicopter, and he almost dies from a pretzel bite. Like, that's outstanding.
George Bush, the painter?
Georgia O. Bush?
Georgia O. Bush. That's his pseudonym for when he paints. I think we have time for one more riddle. So this one's from Cam. Yes. Cam writes, listening from Pennsylvania, we hope. Maybe. That was in 2018. Cam's probably lives in a bunch of states by now. Cam says, I've created what I believe to be an original riddle. And it contains your favorite subject matter, a dead guy. Here we go. Police arrive at a crime scene and find a man dead in his home. In one hand, he is clutching a gun. In the other, an opened candy bar. Upon further investigation, the police find that the gun has recently been fired. However, the man has no visible wounds and there are no victims in the house. Besides, I assume the man. What happened?
Okay, so you said recently fired gun. Yep. And you said candy bar. Now, recently sounds like Reese's.
You got bullets in my peanut butter.
So I think what happened is the man has a split personality. He was eating a Twix, two for me, not you.
Okay.
And he has a split personality. He started to eat the Twix. His other personality surfaced to try and eat the other Twix. He got mad and said, I'll kill you, grabbed the gun, shot himself, which happened to also be the split personality.
Well, he does not. Okay, I will say, that's a really great guess. But not really. I don't know why I'm humoring you.
Interesting.
Be That's nice a really great to him. Guess. He gave birth hurtful. To you or whatever. What is your? I don't know what your relationship is.
Aaron has a martini he's my today. Son. He's just like sloshing it around. He does not have any visible wounds. The man has no wounds on him, so he does not have a gunshot wound on him.
Oh, it's like an emotional gun.
Can you read this again? Because I think I'm confused.
Okay, so police arrive at a crime scene. They find a man dead in his home. In one hand, he's clutching a gun, and the other an open candy bar. Upon further investigation, the police find the gun has recently been fired. However, the man has no visible wounds, and there are no other victims in the house. What happened?
Ah, I mean, check off Snickers.
He's allergic to the candy bar, for sure.
Aaron, yes, that is part of it. Would you like to solve the puzzle? Can you solve the rest of the crime?
He thought his gun was an EpiPen.
No.
What I do?
No, that's like one of those like Darwin Awards that you like read and you're like, oh.
Oh no, I got stung by a hornet. Blam.
Boom.
That's to the candy bar.
He's allergic to the candy bar.
It's an Almond Joy.
Let's call it an Almond Joy.
And then he thought someone was breaking in the house.
No, okay, not as happily.
Is this a pun?
Shoot the candy bar.
He tried to shoot it out of his mouth. No, it's not a pun. It's there is a reason the gun was fired.
Wait, it was fired.
The gun was recently fired.
But there's no visible
wound.
Did you say where there was a visible bullet hole?
No, let's assume that they never found the bullet hole or whatever. So but they could tell the gun was fired.
So it's a starting pistol, and he's trying to scare himself like out of anaphylactic shock.
He misunderstands what shock is.
I know.
Aaron.
I know.
Please.
Okay, so he started going into like shock, and then he wanted the neighbors to call 911 to have the ambulances come. Mm. So he fired the gun so people would call 911.
Because everyone knows, everyone rushes towards a fired gun.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. 911, that's three buttons on a cell phone. Gun, that's only one button, baby. America. Bang, bang, bang.
Your
right
gun has
the ceiling.
A button?
Yes. So he knew that he was unable to speak because he was going into anaphylactic shock. So he think quickly, he grabbed his gun, knowing that if he fired, someone would call the police, thus creating a crime scene for the unlawfully discharged firearm. Cam says, love the show. Keep up the great work. Cam, we'd love a quick check-in of this email from 2018. Still loving the show? We're on one today.
Silence.
We are on one today.
History and humanity says that everyone will assume someone else will call about the gun and nothing will be done.
So you're wrong, Cam. True. Bad riddle. Man, what a fucking shame. Hey, that's all the time we have for riddles, but I went to our mailbox the other day and I picked up a ton of mail. So I think it's time for a mail segment. Casey?
You've got a letter, or a package, or a postcard, or a note. You want to send it to a riddle show. To JPC, or to Aaron Keefe, or Adel, if you please. They just might read it on the show. 635 1 West Montrose, number 267, Chicago 60634. I'm gonna write you a mail theme, cause we send stuff, cause we got stuff. You see, I'm gonna write you a mail theme, cause you made something and you mailed it. And it's on its way. Not gonna force you to send us another package, but if you do, then I'll be happy to write you a mail theme today. Today, yeah, yeah.
Mail! All right.
I cannot believe Sarah Bareilles wrote us a mail theme.
Yeah, she's great. We're
also
personal friends.
JPC, I didn't know you sang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's actually not me. That's Jason Mraz.
Oh.
Raspberries.
Yeah.
JPC, don't ever say you've never done work for this show. Come on. That took some effort. That was awesome.
No.
No, Aaron, he says you and I don't do any work for the show.
Oh,
That's what he says. Sure.
I do stuff like that in my sleep. Okay, well, we did get a bunch of mail, so we'll give some shout-outs. Someone sent us a bunch of stickers from Redbubble, so that's pretty cool. We got a bunch of stickers. Did not come with a note, and someone also may have already emailed me and said I sent the sticker, so I apologize. We also got two cool postcards. So shout-out to Zoe, who is a bored college student, sending us a postcard of, it looks like a lot of bison or buffalo. And then we got one from Kira, the digital nomad, all the way from Portugal.
Cool.
Wow, tiles. Yeah. Very cool.
Living in Portugal, listening to our show. So shout out for living in Portugal. Another thing that we got is we got a Christmas card from, let's see, Zach and Adrian. And maybe it's it's a Christmas card, and their cat, Cinder. And it's a Christmas card of their cat, Huge, chasing them down in the woods. So I think
that's incredible.
Heaven.
That's the best Christmas card I've ever seen.
We also got... We're racking them up at this point. We got two save the dates for two different weddings.
Yay!
We probably won't make it, but a quick shout out to Paige and Colin. Congratulations on getting engaged.
Where's their wedding?
Let's see. Paige and Colin's wedding is, I don't know. I'd have to visit their wedding website, which I'm not going to do. But you know, it's somewhere. It looks like maybe the woods.
I'll be there.
And then we also got one from Jillian and Anthony. Jillian and Anthony sent a magnet wedding invitation, so that's going up in the fridge.
Where's that one? Is it in California? I'll go.
Also, I would have to go to their wedding website, so I have no idea where, and I will never know.
You don't click links.
But they're both coming up, so they're both coming up, and I have not RSVP'd yet.
I'll be that both, and steak, please.
That is Addles.
Lobster, please.
Lobster, please.
And then the last thing that we got, and this was one that it took me a second to kind of understand what it was. I did not do this when I was in school, but Aaron, this is from a teacher in Braintree, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
This is Adrianne. Braintree.
You did do this in high school. Did somebody send sex in the mail?
I worked at the Braintree Plaza. I worked in Braintree, and I've been there a million times.
They are a second grade teacher, and they had their kids in class do a Flat Stanley project. You guys familiar with Flat Stanley?
One of my favorite children's characters. Flat Stanley is a kid who was run over by a steamroller. Now, you think he would die? No, no, no. He gained powers where he can slip under any door. That leads him to a lot of magical adventures. And him being folded into an airplane and thrown around the world. Flat Stanley.
There was one child who did not submit a address, because you're supposed to send your Flat Stanley off to someone else. But Luna did not have an address that she submitted. And so this teacher just sent it to our Riddle podcast instead. So we have a Flat Stanley doll that was made by second grader Luna and an email address. We're supposed to write him an email of what Stanley got up to in Chicago with Hey Riddle Riddle, and then send him off to, I assume, another podcast. So maybe the Dungeons and Daddies crew is going to be getting a Flat Stanley. But this Flat Stanley says, "Don't let me hug you, dream. Can't see you."
Hologram Clown. That's a direct line from Hologram Clown.
It also has one eye with a blacked out eye patch on it, and it's smiling. So really a terrifying thing to send someone in the mail. I can't imagine that I'll be forwarding this on to anyone, because it should be a crime. But thank you so much for everyone who sent mail. And again, if you ever want to send us mail, listen to that fucking song again and figure out what the address is. Let's see. Someone wrote it down here. Here we go. It's Hey Riddle Riddle, 6351 West Montrose Ave, number 267, Chicago, Illinois, 60634. And we've also been getting a ton of voicemails, but I got to say, to everyone submitting voicemails, 30 seconds or less. It's never going to go on the show if it's not 30 seconds or less. Some people, I love listening to these 2-minute long things, but I just, look, if it's 2 minutes long, it's going to be a parody song that I make. That's how it's going to get onto the show. Otherwise, it's not.
30 seconds or less.
Please keep sending up. 30 seconds or less.
Or it's free. And JPC, just to pause for a moment.
Sure.
We really have to, as the kids say, we should really give you your flowers. That theme was fantastic.
All credit goes to Miss Sarah Bareilles, who brought that theme to all of us, 15 years ago or whatever.
Are we saying her last name right? Bareilles?
Bareilles, Bareilles, Bareilles.
Aurora Boris Sarah Bareilles.
Addle, I need a plug.
Sarah, you're always welcome on the show. Sarah, you ever want to come on the show, you have a guest spot waiting for you.
She would hate it here. I love her so much.
not today. Today we were on one.
Addle, anything to plug?
Yes. Actually, I have a new podcast coming out. Maybe by the time this airs, the first episode will be out. This is a game show that I am hosting with creator Eric Silver.
who's been on one of our Patreon episodes. This is a game show called Tell Me About It. I think the first episode with Matt Young talking about Legos should be out now. We've also had, I believe episode 2 or 3 has Janet Varney talking about miniatures. We also have episode 2 or 3 featuring JPC, our own JPC, talking about The Witcher. Hopefully Erin comes on a future episode. We'll see if she's not getting stung by wasps. So check
out
the
new... I didn't have my listening hat on. What's going on?
So check out the new game show podcast, Tell Me About It, where people talk about their passions and I put them through their paces. Is that the right way to say that? I put them through their paces.
It was a very, very fun show. I really had a great time on it.
Hell yeah. Erin Keefe, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah. Sitcom D&D is out for season 3 right now. We've recorded, I think, over half the season at this point, and it's really fun. A lot more D&D this season. And so if you want to check that out, anywhere you listen to podcasts. JPC, can you read a review of the show or plug something?
I actually do have something to plug today, and this involves both of you. On Saturday, March 11th, starting at 10 a.m. Central Time, on twitch.tv/sharkbarkman, I am going to be doing a 10-12 hour fundraiser stream because my older brother is running for city council in Indianapolis, city council district 14, I believe. You can go to Jesse, JESSE4ND.com if you live in Indianapolis to check out his website and his platform. But I'm going to be raising funds for his campaign so he can pay for door knockers and flyers and all the good things that you do to win a city council seat. Adel and Erin are going to be joining me at some point during it. I believe that we're going to be playing Among Us. We're also going to be playing
amongst
a lot of Fortnite. We're going to be amongst us. Thank you. We're going to be chatting with people from his campaign. We're going to be chatting with my older brother. There's tons of cool stretch goals. There's tons of cool rewards for if you come and donate and pledge some money. So please check out that fundraiser again. It is March 11th, Saturday, March 11th, starting at 10 a.m. Central Time and going pretty much all day. So you will if you tune in sometime that day, you will find the stream.
That's fantastic. I'm very much looking forward to being on that.
It should be very, very fun.
Erin, I don't know. I just looking through articles about hologram elephants and everything. I saw a new article that star doctors, space doctors say that there's a new planet in the sky that's really on one this year. Do you know what planet they're talking about? I can't read the fine print.
Let me look. It's Jupiter.
Bye forever.
It was so fun to be on one today with you guys.
You were really on one. So now, let's
I can't wait to be off one,
year.
Off one, and off one for the next 4 recordings.
Casey Tony did the editing. Mary Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
I'm having a very good time.
Me too. You guys aren't as bad as I say, huh?
What?
Wait, you guys are way better than I've been telling.
Wait, let me check Reddit. Erin, what is that post about?
I'm active.
Hey there, blueberries and lobsters. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's another edition of our state series, and this time, we're going to Maine. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.